Blog Talk Radio.
This is Spirit of a Dove, Blog Talk Radio Show.
Mikel is on the line. We are in business. Mikel, thank you for your patience. We thank you for joining us because we're excited. I've been excited all day long waiting for this opportunity, Mikel, to speak with you, to have our listeners hear your new song. I love the song. I can see you've been tweeting away. I've been tweeting away and posting it, and others are tweeting away. So we want to see everybody to get a chance to view this beautiful video standing up on YouTube. If you search Mikel, M-Y-K-A-L, and the word standing up, you will be able to find his YouTube video. But we're going to play it for you tonight. This is Spirit of a Dove Blog Talk Radio Show, and our guest tonight is the real Mikel. We put real in front of that because there might be some fake Mikels out there, but the new member of Spirit of a Dove is the real Mikel. And Mikel, we are so excited to have you join us tonight. What we're going to do, we're going to play your song, and then after we play the song, we're going to talk for a little while. Is that okay with you?
Great.
Okay, wonderful.
All right, we're coming on now.
They doing all kinds of wrong. But I wasn't with my people that's going to stand up for the righteousness of God. Hey, I'm standing up.
Pick me up when I'm down.
Jay-Z, Faith Property, and a host of other well-known artists. Mikel also became well known for his all-night after parties, which regularly attracted stars including Allen Iverson, Rockefeller, and Cash Money artists, Benny Siegel, Lil Wayne, and others. Mikel, you have had a wonderful career for someone who is so young. This is so awesome. We're so glad to get a chance to talk to you and to talk about your label. Now, you began your own independent label, Swagger Family Records.
Amen.
Tell us a little bit about you for those out there that don't know you. Tell us about Mikel.
Well, from the beginning, I got my first start in music. My family was raised in the church, so, you know, it was always time to go to church. And my life when I was younger was a choir that I was a part of. It was called Youth Delegation Mass Choir, led by Glenn Washington in the Darby area in Delaware County and the Philadelphia surrounding area. So we had members from all over. As a matter of fact, one of the other members, you might have heard of him, Bilal, who had signed to Universal Records, did that song Soul Sister. He was also a part of that choir. So we would go to different venues and just sing. I just love to sing. We end up doing different workshops with, like, John P. Key, doing gospel concerts with James Bignon, Shirley Caesar, Dorothy Norwood, and the likes. And I just enjoyed it. So I enjoyed music. And then I got on the creative side and started writing music. So I was growing up a little bit, and I was introduced to Corrupt from the Dog Pound by a friend of mine. That's when I started getting into, like, hip-hop and R&B. Was with that camp for a little while. We ended up shooting a video with Dr. Dre and Chris Webber. I particularly remember the Chris Webber video because we ran out to New York. I rented this small little vehicle. I can't remember. I think it was a Ford Aspire. And my cousin Keisha was with me. And after we got finished at the video, Corrupt had rolled back with us back to the Sharon Hill area because that's you know, he's from Sharon Hill, even though he's on the West Coast now. And while we were riding, it was four of us in the vehicle, and one of the guys in the back tapped Corrupt and said, "Wake up, your song on the radio." And I just remember that, and I'm saying to myself, that's what I want to hear one day. I want to hear my song on the radio.
That is so awesome. It's
been upwards from there. From that relationship, I ended up getting introduced to Karen Pendergrass, who was the late Teddy Pendergrass's wife, and she introduced me to Stephanie Mills. You know, so I began writing and you know, had an end, so I began to submit music to different folks. Some they liked, some they didn't, but I kept pressing forward. Eventually, I had a deal on the table from a record company called New Groove, and they were signed with Universal. So at this time, they was no longer involved with the creative process, is what they were saying. So they wanted somebody that came with their own team, record your own music, and get us the master CD and the master artwork, and we'll take it from there and distribute it. So I didn't have the funds to do that, so I got my brother, and he decided to start a record label. That was Takedown Records.
That
Takedown
is
Records.
So awesome.
Because of my knowledge and some of the relationships I had in the background, it kind of shied me away from being an artist, and I started working as vice president. We began to put venues together and concerts together so that we could showcase our art at the time. And that went well for a few years. For a few years, it's very lucrative. But what it did for me is built a lot of relationships in the industry.
All the names that you have of people who you've been blessed, favored to work with, that is just such a wonderful opportunity.
It's also a good testimony of how most people get their breaks, and most times people don't hear the whole story. So you got a story that needs to be published as well as spoken about, and then others can start to appreciate. Because when we see people on stage, see them on the album covers, sometimes we think it's an overnight success. But as you illustrated, it could be years and years of planning and promoting and struggles, but you keep persevering, and then one day you find out that it all makes it come out well. So I could see from your struggles and your connections over the years, starting back from your choir days, you step with it, and that resonates that you had a profound belief in yourself, that you had a talent, a gift, a skill that the world needed to hear. So that is a profound story by itself. Many people from the conversation that we had and some of the promotion, they kept saying, well, who is Mikel? Who is Mikel? Tell us a little bit about how the name, what does a name reflect, and you as an individual person, what are some of the characteristics and personalities that you have that make you who you are?
One of the things that makes Mikel is I'm very ambitious. Very ambitious, tenacious, and outgoing, and I'm a go-getter. If there's something I want to live by, a motto, Philippians 4:13, where it says I can do all things through Christ. So I know that I don't have any limits because God has told me that I can do all things through Christ. I understand that there's nothing that I can't do. So the thing is, they just keep going at it until you get it, never giving up. Most people give up right before they make it. And I had took a little break from music for a few years and got a regular job, you know. Like right now, I'm the captain of a private police agency, and I manage almost 200 officers, sergeants, lieutenants, and corporals. And, you know, my passion is music. So no matter what, I always came back to what my passion was. And it's not that it's just a passion, it's a hobby or anything like that. I actually want to make money at it. So I understand the business part of it. I learned a lot through the years from the different mentors that I had in the industry. And I understand you got to do your copyright, you got to do your publishing, you got to do your broadcast agreements to get it played on the radio the right way. You know, so it's a business side to it as well as the love of it. And I just kind of mix both of them together, and I got a great support team. My family is a great support team. And nobody probably know that, you know, like I said, you can do all things through Christ. I have 22 children.
Wow.
And I'm still able to follow my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't
you have a village.
Away from them because they're all involved. They're all involved in some way, fashion.
So speak about that. Now, I hear you saying, okay, you're putting God first. You got family support. You know the music business. That's your passion. As you see right now, 2016, what are some of the ambitious goals you are working on right now, number one? And then number two, we connected you recently with Spirit of a Dove, and that's who is embracing you now and giving you the opportunity to speak to the world. Tell us a little bit about that connection, too. But first, tell us about some of your goals, your ambition for this year, and then how Spirit of a Dove is now a part of your connection.
How Spirit of a Dove is part of the connection is networking. I believe in everything that I do that I need a close-niche family, like even the extended family, like Spirit of a Dove. I will be an extended family. So when I network, there's a lot of people that have talent, and they're ambitious, just like me. So now I have a network inside that I can go to without having to outsource things, as well as get some of the people that I already have in my circle to connect as well and just make this Spirit of a Dove thing just increase across the whole United States and maybe abroad. The music definitely will be a way. We're working on a TV show. Somehow they think I'm interesting with these 22 kids, so I'm going to fly with that.
Well, now you're talking about something major. So see the connection. Networking is definitely a way to be successful in life. You're talking about your career with the security service that you manage. And now you're talking about a family of 22 kids. That's like a village. How you individually, one man, one being, how can you handle all of that and still have a smile every day on your face?
Well, first of all, the other motto I live by is once I open my eyes in the morning, nothing else matters because I got another day to get it right. So,
amen.
with that being said, I live by the serenity prayer. You know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. So things that I can't change, I don't worry about because there's nothing that I can do about it. Courage to change the things I can. So I understand the only thing that I can change is myself, even how I react to certain situations. And that's what Standing Up Video was about, and wisdom to know the difference. And Standing Up Video was about a gentleman being faced with different adversities thrown his way, different temptations, and how he escapes them by making a righteous decision. So it depicts that we all are one decision away from jail, death, or you know, so many different things. But if we stay fast in God and make that righteous decision, it'll show how we escape the evil things or the negative things that can come our way.
All right. Well, that's another testimony. Well, you know, Mikhail, we got a lot of people online holding, listening, hearing your story. And before we go to a break, we're gonna play your music one more time for those who came on late. We have the lines open. If anyone out there in Block Talk Radio world is listening, hearing Mikhail's story, if you have a comment or a question you'd like to address to him live right now, this is Spirit of a Dub, Block Talk Radio, your host, Dr. Reggie Siles, and co-host, Dr. Darlene King. If you have something, just give us your name and state your question or comment right to Mikhail. He's here listening, and let's have a conversation. Who would like to give a comment or a question?
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you. Here's your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Keith. I'm calling from Virginia. How you doing, Mikhail? I've heard your music before, and I've just heard Standing Up. Can I look forward to hearing more of it from you?
Yes, I'm actually in the studio right now working on an album. So we'll probably release the album right around the time the tour starts.
And one more thing. From the very first time I heard Standing Up, it really, I mean, I've heard your music before, but I heard Standing Up and it's there. You have what it takes. Why don't you pursue it further?
I am pursuing it further.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Nice talking to you.
No problem.
Hello?
All right. Say your name and where you calling from.
Hi, I'm Keisha. I'm calling from Virginia. And I just want to commend him. And I hope that God blesses him to go further in life. I'm just a fan. I've been a fan. I've been dealing with him since Takedown. I put up flyers for him. We went to shows, Jay-Z. I've been in his corner for years, since we was little high to a biscuit. I just want to tell him congratulations. I'm so proud of him and everything he does. I just want him to know I love him. And keep on doing what you're doing, baby. He is just thebomb.com.
Thank you.
I say to that. All right. Well, here's one of the things. See, everything happens for a reason, and that's what we believe here at Spirit of a Dove, is that when you connect and the opportunity is right, then things start to happen. Sometimes it takes a long time, but it's just waiting and letting God create the path. And we know
yes,
that
sir.
Mikhail is on the right path. He has a lot
yes.
of support, a lot of following. And I think now
yes.
it's just connecting those dots and then letting the guidance of God take him to the next level. So I think
God.
He's on the right course, and that's why we're here yes. tonight, to have him story be heard from all of those around the country who had never heard it before, so they can get on
yes.
part of the bandwagon to say, hey, we want to support you too. So, again,
that's
kudos
nice.
To that. And keep
right.
up supporting him and spread the word. That's what it's all about. All right, go ahead. Give your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Mitchell, and I'm calling from West Virginia. I'm calling because I have a special interest, you know, in the music and with Mikhail because he is my brother. I think it's I never knew the extent of my brother's talent and how God is using him to reach a large crowd of people, a different segment of people too. I think this is for young people and for older people. The music in and of itself and the message that it's given is a very important message. So I kind of want to hear from Mikhail. And I want to know how was he able to understand, or how was he able to take on the opportunity that God put before him to be able to reach out and to reach these goals and to do this so that people so that he could.
All right, Mikhail, you heard that. Answer his question about how you was able to endure all that he just asked.
First of all, I got to give it all to God, especially in the creating of the music, because I don't actually sit down and write to music. We might play instrumental, or I might be with my producer. I work with a couple of different producers. One is Sean Cannon. Another one is Mylon Jones from No Fuss Productions and Magic TV. Another producer I work with is Reggie Fingers Barnes. And a lot of times I don't write the music. Standing Up, I was produced by Reggie Fingers Barnes. He gave me the song, and I played it over and over again, the music that is. I played it over and over again, and then I went to the studio, and I had nothing. I knew that I loved the music. I have a knack for picking music, because I used to work in A&R. But when I went into the studio, I said a little prayer, and Standing Up just came to me. He said, we need to start working, and you need to get in the studio right now and get inside the booth and start working, just whatever comes to mind. And that's exactly what I did. I went in there, and I freestyled Standing Up. I just started singing, and the song was done, like in a matter of 2-3 minutes. Of course, we had to go back and fix certain parts, certain words. I kind of changed the word, like if I was saying this, I changed it to that, or, you know, different things like that. But the song just came together in about 2 or 3 minutes once I put the headphones on and went in the booth. So I would say it's inspired by God.
I'm glad that you're allowing God to use you. It's a great sound, the refreshing sound, the sound that, you know, that nobody, you know, has heard. The song really touched me. It's in my car. I listen to it probably every day. I love you, brother, and I'm glad, you know, that God's using you for his will and his purpose, but I'm equally glad that you have taken on the challenge, you know, and I know that all things work good to those who love the Lord and call according to his purpose. So best of luck to you. God bless you.
People don't realize sometimes that it is hard work, you know, between work and then dealing with the family. When everybody settles down and goes to sleep, I'm on the computer promoting myself for my music. But I believe that it's going to pay off. And like I said, I believe I can do all things through Christ. So he gives me that strength to continue on.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen. Well, Darlene, I'm turning back to you. Any other questions? And then we're going to hear his song one more time and then open the lines for any other final questions that anyone might have. Darlene?
I am just it's just so beautiful to hear all this wonderful support that you have coming from out of Virginia. It's so beautiful to hear your brother talk so highly of you. Family is important. You know, family is that foundation. God is that foundation. And then next is your family. And it's just wonderful to hear that not only do you have such a large family, but all that you're doing is supporting your family. So tell us a little bit about the age range. The ages go from what to what? Do you have tiny little babies?
I have the youngest one is about to turn one next month,
okay.
February 9th.
Uh-huh.
On February 11th, I'm sorry. I'm mixing up with her mama. Her mama's February 9th.
And how's
the oldest one?
22.
She'll be 23 this year.
From 1 to 22. So you have your hands full. So it is even.
And I have
more
a grandchild.
A
I have one grandchild.
And, oh, my. A grandson or a granddaughter?
Grandson. But he can't call me Papa or Grandpapa or none of that. He
can
call me Papa.
He can call you Papa. Big Papa. Oh, that is just so wonderful. I tell you, I'm just really, really excited because once we connected, I got to see a lot of the things that you were doing on Facebook and on Twitter, and I just think it's so beautiful. And now I'm getting to hear your story and seeing, you know, how much you have to do behind the scenes, all the work that you've had to do to get to this point. Sometimes people don't see the hard work that you have to put into it. They just see the achievement and all you've done. But just looking at your bio, you put a lot of work into all that you're doing. Who are some of the wonderful people that you've had a chance to work with that has helped you along the way? You've had a lot. I see a lot of names in there. So who are those people that stand out as far as giving you that help?
One of the people that stand out, and you can probably look him up, is Dunn Pearson, Stephanie Mills. Just being in a room with them and all the knowledge they had. Dunn Pearson actually had wrote the theme song to what was the name of that TV series? I can't remember.
And his name sounds familiar.
Oh, New York Undercover. That's what it was. New York Undercover.
Oh.
And
he actually
scored the music for D'Angelo's song and actually was in the video. Karen Pendergrass, of course, being married to Teddy and just getting all that knowledge of you know, sometimes a story about what bad happened can prevent you from making the same mistakes. So, those stories definitely stand out to me. And then Corrupt from the Dog Pound, Nate Dogg, being around them and hearing some of their stories definitely showed me that, you know what, this doesn't happen overnight, because when they was filming videos, they were still living in the project and in the the gutter part of the city. But they were known all across the United States, but still trying to make it. So to hear some of those stories and to see some of those accomplishments let me know that, hey, you know what, I'm on the right track. It's not happening overnight, but it's going to happen. And, you know, I've never been an advocate. If anybody listening, and I know the kids like making these mixtapes and putting music out for free, you know, just do it right. And you're doing it to make money, so put it out so you can make it. If you only make $10, at least you made something from your craft, you know.
That's right. Because that blessing,
all right, well,
that,
any other
that you have.
Comments we have from people? We still have some folks on hold. They might have a question or comment, Darlene, for Mikel.
Okay. Is there anyone out there with a question or a comment?
No.
Okay.
Hello?
Mikel, yes.
There's someone. Hello, say your name and where you calling from, please.
My name is Brother Reggie. I am calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. I am one of the owners of a radio station that is playing Mikel's music. I saw that he is doing this interview, and ever since I had his music on my station, I guess about 2 months, lots of people have been calling in and saying they have been enjoying his music. I also want to let him know that I've been in the industry since I was 13 years old, just as long as he's been in the industry. And the way the gospel music is coming as of today, there is a new sound. And I follow gospel music so much, and I've been in the gospel industry for about 15 years. And your sound is the sound that a lot of people can relate to, even those who are not saved or going to the church. So I just want to give you props on your song, man, because there are a lot of young people. When I say young people that's called in the radio station requesting your music, these are college students that I know by hearing their voice. They are under the age of 25 who are really enjoying your song. So keep on doing what you're doing, man, and keep on telling your story, your testimony. Even your testimony along with your music is also touching people. So your testimony and your music together will open up doors for you, either a book or I heard you say you're doing a movie about your family. And again, keep on doing what you're doing, man. And only what you do for Christ will last. So keep on doing and watch how God open up more doors for not only you, but those who are around you. So I just want to say a big shout out to you, man. And we're going to keep your music here in rotation. And you already know I got you on some upcoming concerts. So this Blog Talk platform is a good platform for you, because there's sometimes bigger stations won't allow your type of music be heard on their station. So take advantage of this opportunity right now on Blog Talk Radio and any opportunity that you can to shine and do your thing, man. And I'm proud of you, bro. And I got your back right here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay,
wonderful.
Charlotte.
Thank you for your comments. And, Mikel, you want to respond, and then we'll have a break.
Okay. Yeah, I want to respond, and I want to thank Brother Reggie because after sending my music, he put me on his tour, so I'll be on a show in April 16th in Lumberton, North Carolina. Also, April 23rd, right here in Lanham, Maryland, in the D.C. area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And I'm hopeful to get on that gospel music fest at Kings Dominion. So,
oh, that would be awesome.
I heard that.
And another show in Bilton in March. So I want to.
And where are you going to be April 10th?
April 10th. I'm sorry. I'm going to be at the Spirit of a Dove Award Show.
Amen. You'll be right here with us in Darby, Pennsylvania, April 10th. So if y'all want to see Mikel, make your way towards Philly. That is awesome. We're going to give you an opportunity again to tell everybody all the places you're going to be. So for everyone listening, have your pens and your paper ready so that the next time he gives us all of his tour dates, you can write them down. And we also want you, after Dr. South play your song, to tell everyone where they can get your song from, share with them your YouTube link, any information you want your listeners to hear, we want you to share it. So we're going to take a break. Dr. South is going to play your song again, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk to you in a moment. Everyone, you're listening to The Real Mikal.
All right, there you have it again, everybody. Standing Up by Mikal, a super number, and we're glad to have it featured here on Blog Talk Radio tonight with Spirit of a Dove and your host, Dr. Reggie Siles, co-host Darlene King, and we represent the Spirit of a Dove movement, and we're going to ask Darlene to tell you a little bit about the movement, and then we're going to open the lines for final comments and questions for Mikal, and then we're going to sign off with a statement and hear all about his tour coming up and how you can connect with him. So, Darlene, take us away. Spirit of Dove, what's it all about, and how is this a blessing to us?
Spirit of a Dove is a movement, for those out there who do not know. It's a movement for people to connect. Our mindset and our model is the new Black Wall Street. So if you're familiar with that community in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that the Black Wall Street is named after, which was a community of people who made up in their mind out of necessity that we're going to come together and build our community and help one another because there was no place else they could go. They couldn't go someplace else to shop, to buy, to get cleaning, to buy clothes, to do whatever was needed to do. They developed that need and they worked together on one accord. So we are a body of believers working together on one accord to network with everyone in every field that we can bring together and support to one another. Because you truly can make it in this life. You can't do it all on your own.
there's always going to be that person that's going to help you, that's going to support you. Mikel has told us about the wonderful people that have supported him over the years. It has to start somewhere, and he started as a young man, and he's worked into his adulthood working on his gifts and his talents. And it took so many people around him for him to get to this place where he's at. Well, that's what we are about here at Spirit of a Dove. We are about helping entrepreneurs, helping individuals succeed in whatever they're trying to achieve. So connect with us. You can connect with us on Facebook. Spirit of a Dove Business Ministries is on our Facebook page. You can call us here at Spirit of a Dove. I apologize, Dr. Stiles, I don't have a number right here in front of me, but reach out to me. My name is Darlene King on Facebook. I'm Darlene King 13. On Twitter, I'm Darlene King 13. Inbox me if you want to get some more information, and I'll be more than happy to call you and share. So you can inbox me on either of those places, and I will certainly reach out to you. My email is Darlene King 13@hotmail.com. So now, Mikel, I would love it if you would tell all of our listeners all the ways they can connect with you and connect with and purchase your music.
I'm going to make it real simple. You can go to my website, www.therealmikel.com, M-Y-K-A-L, therealmikel.com. And there's actually links on there to link up with me through Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. There's also under the music tab, you can click on the buy the single. You can also buy the single on iTunes or Rhapsody, or you can Google Play or Spotify, Tidal. It's available anywhere music is sold, basically, digitally. What I have right now is for the first 20 people that sign up under the email on my website, I'll give them a free download card. So just go on www.therealmikel.com and just sign up for the email. It'll give you all the updates on tours, appearances, and let you know also on the screening or taping of the upcoming TV show, Just Family.
Well, that is going to be so awesome. It will be so much fun, Mikel, seeing you and your family and all your children together. I just think that is so wonderful, and I truly bless God for you. We have one of our Spirit of a Dove members, Debbie Brown, has been trying to get in. So, Dr. Stiles, if you see number ending in 4696, let's see if we can open up Debbie's line and get her in.
All right. I see you, Debbie Brown. You can go right on there. Can you hear us?
Debbie Brown is our Director of Finance with Spirit of a Dove.
Maybe Debbie Brown's phone was on mute.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Debbie, you keep trying to get in there and get through. Mikel, tell us what else, anything that we've missed that we didn't ask you that you would like to share with everyone.
I talked a lot. I'm not sure.
I think it was a good one. Thing I will say this to those who are still on, and a lot of people try to get in, we'll still have. This interview is being recorded, so you'll have a link where you can share it with all your fan base and members of Spirit of Dove. We'll have a chance to listen to it after the fact, and we'll be still blowing it up. So it was a great night, I think, with a great conversation, a great story. And we just want all the listeners to know that Mikel is here to stay. And as you heard, we will be featuring him on the Spirit of a Dove Awards Sunday, April 10th in Darby, Pennsylvania. Feel free to get a hold of Mikel or any members of the Spirit of the Dove team to find out how you can be a part of that celebration. He'll be live, and he'll have all his materials and music and TV production crew available, as well as material that you can purchase on the spot. So, Darlene, I'm going to give you the final second final word, and then we'll give Mikhail the final word to close out of this broadcast. But it's been a blessing, and I thought everyone who participated enjoyed it, and we want to say again, congratulations, Mikhail.
Thank you.
Yes, Mikhail. Thank you so much, Mikhail, for joining us. And my last words are going to be, if it's okay with you, I'd like to read a little bit from the end of your bio. Standing up is about openness and also assuring the needs and hunger of the younger generations are met. Growth is change. Change is a process. Process is a transition. It is about doing what is needed to continue to reach as many through the art of praise. Amen. With that, I'm going to say hallelujah, brother. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for you, and we thank for joining us. And for those of you out there, the same link on Spirit of a Dove channel here at Block Talk Radio. My gospel show is on here on Sundays at 4, but this Saturday, this weekend, my show is going to be Saturday at 5, and I will be playing your song again on my show, Mikhail, this weekend. So we're going to let you take it away with the last words.
Okay, last words is I appreciate everyone out there that supports my music and everything. And, again, you can get all the information at www.therealmikhail.com. There's also a video link because we shot a video and it's doing really well on YouTube. And it's also just been accepted by Revolt TV and the Gospel Uplifting Network. So you'll see
wonderful.
The video on there. If you have the cable channels, you can look it up on the Uplifting channel and the Gospel Music channel and Revolt TV. And again, the rest of the information is on www.therealmikhail.com. Keep up with me, follow me, buy the music. I love all y'all.
All right, Ashe.
Ashe.
So
many problems. In this world today, they tell a lie. Let the truth just wipe away because of praise.